Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I need a check. Need a check. Liquid Death.
This is your commercial.
It's only one way to go, and that's Liquid Death.
There it is. Welcome back to Get Your Popcorn Ready podcast.
Get your popcorn ready.
With the singing legend, T.O. is also in the building.
Get your popcorn ready.
And we also have a legend.
Ready.
An actor, producer, director, anything in the entertainment business that you don't know him about. Well, now you're going to know him after today, right? Jackie Long, the Energizer Bunny, is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah. Get your popcorn ready. I almost choked on that goddamn popcorn. I need to almost have liquid death with popcorn.
Thanks for coming on the show, my guy. Get you a little bit of water in your system.
Look, first of all, thank you guys for having me. It's an honor and pleasure to be sitting next to two great legends. I know about y'all, and I love all y'all. And I've been knowing y'all for, I don't know,
20 years
too
now,
damn
I think,
long.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? And to see y'all still smiling, looking good, all I want to say is, I appreciate y'all and congratulations on taking good care of yourself doing your thing.
That's what I'm going to say first. My man.
That's how
Jackie come in the building.
I like the energy. I like the Energizer Bunny.
I'm telling you.
I got something that I brought too today for me and you. It's my new motivation.
You
want to see my new motivation?
You want to start with that?
We're going to start with the new motivation?
We starting with that?
Hey, let's start with
that. It's on you.
I mean, I mean, the energy is great right now, man. Unless it dies down.
Bring my new motivation in so we can just tell about my motivation.
Oh, so you're getting it popping already.
I have no idea what this is, but I think it's about to be something. That get your popcorn ready.
Bring my motivation in.
Jackie Long brought us something today.
Give me this. Come on,
D. This ain't from the Tycoon Weekend, is it?
I got the worst.
Wait! Give me a 20. What sport are we talking
this
about?
This basketball.
Okay, so what's the event?
Okay, at this day of the event, this was the Tycoon Weekend that just passed.
Okay.
Shout out to 50 Cent.
Shout out to 50. Shout out to Big Dog 50. Green Light Gang.
50.
You see it? Green Light Gang right there, too. Right there. Green Light Gang. Okay. I got the worst player award in basketball. Okay, and T.O., best player award.
Wait, where's your trophy? Your trophy ain't bigger than his trophy?
He's a little bigger than mine, I think.
I gave mine away to a fan, you know what I mean?
As well you should.
You know, I get them.
I couldn't give mine away.
No, nobody wants that.
I needed mine to stick with me for motivation. To never be the worst again.
No, my head
So I bring this everywhere I go. So I won't ever be the worst.
So that literally says worst player.
Yes, it does. You want to zoom in on it? It's no shame to my game.
Right there.
It's my new motivation. All the kids out there, if you ever get an award out there like this, just know you did something in life and you didn't give up.
Just know your parents did not raise you right.
Just know your parents, he said they didn't raise you right. But just know, when you done bad in life, take that lesson and learn from it. So this is my new motivation, never be the worst ever.
What have you learned from this weekend? After being the worst player out there.
First of all, I learned that T.O. is a hell of a basketball player.
Okay.
That's one thing I learned.
Okay.
I learned that he out there playing with young kids, and he act like he out there a young kid. All right. That's another thing I learned.
That's two, okay.
And I just learned that never give up.
Yeah, okay.
Never give up, even when you the worst. You never give up, because one day that worst gonna change and be the best, and I can be like he was in the game.
Okay.
So I just learned a lot to just believe in myself.
Let me
try harder than what you did last time.
Let me ask you this.
What
were your stats in this game? I'm just curious. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Oh, my God. Okay. I stepped on the hardwood. Oh, God.
So you got in the game. Fans. You got in the game.
No, he played.
I played. I got one steal.
Okay,
I got one steal.
Plus.
I got one air ball.
But it was it turned into an assist because he was right there. But
so I really shot assist.
It.
I'll give you.
But
an
it
assist.
Looked like it was a shot, but it really was an air ball. Oh, okay. And in my mind, I knew it was a shot, but okay. It was an air ball. He called, gave me assist.
Okay.
Then after that, I was on the bench the rest of the game.
Wow. That's how you get the worst player of the game.
My head is hurting. Right, I was not expecting. That.
I had to bring your tears.
No, that's crazy.
I had to, man.
When you had it here, when you was in the car, did you put the seatbelt around it in the front
seat?
It
definitely had a seatbelt on it.
That is fantastic. Yeah,
I don't want this to ever get hurt. This means a lot to me.
Take care of your baby.
You know, everybody out there, if you ever got a trophy, like I said, didn't mean too much to your friends and stuff. They thought it was a joke. I take this as a new lesson in life. If you was ever worse at something,
be proud.
Be proud and get better. So this is going to mean a lot to me later. Everywhere I go in life, wherever I live, move, I'm going to take this. And this is going to be a big trophy in my life.
This is my camera right here.
What you got, T?
This is my camera right here. You guys, you see that right there?
You see it? Show them the picture of me and UT. Show them the picture of me and UT. Did you got that picture? Is that me and you?
Yep.
His trophy's a little bit bigger than yours.
He's a little bigger than mine, but
America.
I learned a lesson. I lost to a legend. You see what I'm saying? I didn't lose to a little Rudy Tootie. I lost. He got the best and I got the worst.
But
that lets you know who the real athlete is.
But you know what they say? A picture
worth a thousand words.
Out the camera way.
Before everyone knows and before anyone knew what it said on the trophy, you would not, with that smile on that face, you would never know that it said worst player ever. You know what I mean?
Because I learned something in life that day.
The life lesson.
Just smile when you're doing bad.
The life lesson.
Sometimes you got to smile through the pain.
You got to smile through the
hard time.
You know? You got to do that. Smile through the pain.
And I'll say this, and this will be the last thing on my trophy. I had a sciatica nerve.
I
couldn't do too much. Oh. I'm 41. I had a sciatica nerve. It was pinching my nerve and shit. I couldn't get up and play basketball. Doctor said, you shouldn't even be playing. You shouldn't even be on the plane.
I'm out there fucked up.
Y'all don't know. I'm sleeping like this at night with pillows and shit between my legs. This shit is all fucked up. Neck messed up.
So you should have got the toughest player award.
That's what I should have really got. Yeah. Or the most up award.
That's an award too.
I'm out there. Y'all don't know what I'm going through just to wake up in the morning.
I'm taking a shower. Oh yeah.
Sitting in my car. I'm like this.
Putting your socks on.
Literally.
It hurts to put your socks on.
Everything. Right? I can barely take a shit.
You gotta have
a stool to take a shit right now. It's crazy. Shit don't want to come out your ass. Continue.
Yeah.
I've been putting my glasses on. Oh, it's getting hot in here.
Yes, sir. It's a liquid death.
That's why
we have Jackie Long here today, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a true character.
Now, here's the last question. Are you going back next year?
To be a coach or something.
Stay on the sideline.
I hope the sciatica is gone by then. Yeah. You know, so... You know, I think at my age now, I think it's just time to watch sports or play them on the video game.
Maybe get some pickleball, a little pickleball. We can do pickleball.
I'll just pick the ball up and give it to them.
Pick your ball up.
Pickleball, he said pick up.
No more sports, man. The most I do is go to the gym. You know, I can't let the sciatica get to me.
Right.
You know, you think of the worst award, you can't be the worst dude in the gym.
You can't look the worst and be the worst.
I still got to go, you know, keep my body up in tune. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You never know, I might get a call for something to do.
So is that, you know, you're keeping yourself in shape, you're staying ready just for a role?
Always a role. Everything is for work.
Really?
Everything is for work.
It's a lifestyle.
I can't live if I don't eat. You know,
true.
So everything is for work.
But to tell us what are you working on right now that you have in the horizon that you're possibly.
Oh, we got a movie coming out next month called High Heat.
Ogre
Karen Lincoln and Don Johnson. It's gonna be dope.
Don Johnson.
He back. It's like my second action movie.
Okay. You get some action in. You do some karate chops and punches.
My role is funny. Bro.
Yeah, but I'm. Oh,
I know you're always funny. Your role is gonna be funny, but did you get a couple of shots in?
We don't want you. We want to know if your sciatica start acting up or something.
You know what's so funny? You had a sciatica then. Then had a sciatica.
Okay.
You got it probably.
I caught the sciatica when I went to Italy.
Okay.
I just came from Italy for my boy PG wedding.
Okay.
He had a little wedding when I caught the sciatica. Something ain't right. Caught it. I was out there. It was hurting like a woo. Boy. But yeah, High Heat.
High Heat. Mm-hmm. Don Johnson.
If y'all didn't see The Real Husbands on Hollywood, we streaming on the BET Plus. Catch that. And then my favorite I love talking about, because it's going to be seen soon, is I got my Actor Gang Entertainment, where we about to come out with the Jackie Long Hand Show soon. But I just don't want to tell y'all about it.
Jackie Long Hand Show?
It's a cartoon.
Oh.
It's a cartoon.
Jackie Long Hand Show.
Hands talking to these.
It's the characters are all hands.
Okay.
It's the first time
I've
ever seen something in my life. You know, I know we had the hand in the, what was that show?
The movie,
the Adam's Family, away.
Yeah, the Adam's Family joint.
This is a cartoon, strictly hands. It's
good
idea.
Hands.
Okay,
you created that?
Yes, me and my boy Albert Daniels that played the ATL with him, that played Brooklyn.
Yep.
This is me and his baby.
Shout out to a young fella. He's seen you in a minute.
This is like our baby, and that's like literally our main focus right now. You know, acting, that's always going to be here. I'm going to do that till I'm dead and old, until I'm out of here.
Let me ask you this, right? You shot ATL. That was 12, 13
years
ago?
That came out 2004 or 5.
Right. So that's almost 20 years ago, right? But you and your boy have been talking about this probably since then.
We started it talking about it then.
Right?
That's
so so I want people to understand, like, you know, people, we have ideas and we want to create content, but it's not easy just to go do something. So this stuff takes years upon years of planning. So kind of tell us how that process went, and now that it's just coming into fruition 18 years later.
Right, because some people, again, they want to get into, they come out to Hollywood, they have these dreams, these aspirations to
happen
do
right
what
now.
You're doing. Right. You know, they see everybody, their favorite actor, actresses on camera or actors, and they come up with an idea, they write something, and they want it to come out next month.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Don't work like that.
Right.
Right.
It's especially like this is my first time ever dealing with animation, and animation is something that can take 3-4 years just to get your characters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have to really find what clothing that you got to have on, because it's so much money to spend on switching a character's clothes.
Yeah. Just color wardrobe. Like,
yeah, that's why you see a lot of cartoons, they be in the same outfit, because it costs too much money to have them switching and doing stuff. So it's
the character ain't broke. Y'all just don't want to.
Exactly. So, you know, and kids, that's how the kids relate to everything. Like, that's my favorite, when you get these deals with all these stuff. But animation, it's like me dealing with this. I tell that story before the movie stuff. But dealing with this, I learned first I got to find animation people, because I'm not even an artist.
We're not even in that space,
I might not even know the terminology to talk about it, but they can understand when I do it. Oh, I know what you're saying. Boom, boom, boom. So you have to find.
You're presenting the idea to them.
To them, I end up partnering up with these people. Mm-hmm. And after we partner up, we started a company together, all this stuff, and now we're in the animation world, me and my boy, because now we have literally the characters, the story, all the episodes. We have everything. Now we're just getting ready to present
and pitch it out, distribute it, all that stuff.
Took just along, just getting everybody together. That took damn near, it's been almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're finally at the stage where we're now, we can sit in the building and then say, let's go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is there a time where you get frustrated? Because like you said, 3 to 4 years to just get this off the ground. That's not for every project, just this particular project. So when you're going through this, and like I said, you have to establish the relationships with the different people associated with the film, animation in this case. Do you get frustrated? And you're like, oh, you know, your boy like, man, what's going on? Like, you want it right now.
Listen, we get frustrated every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's just real life, but you got to, like you say, smile when you're going through stuff. Right. And it's not like we're going through stuff. We just know it's time, but it's like, sometimes it's like, damn,
it's been
time.
It's been 2 years.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
because sometimes you can put so much work into stuff, and then it just doesn't go.
Like, damn, it's next year, 10 more. It can go 10 years.
Yeah.
Right. But my thing is with this animation, I know that it's good, so my waiting is going to be rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I get rewarded, it's going to be like, damn, it was worth the wait. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting closer and closer. So this is something, I'm not one of them dudes that I'm a have this one, then I'm trying to do this one and this one. No. You're going to come later, brother.
Right.
I'm focusing on you first, because you're my baby. Right, you're going to help me get all of these other ones.
Right, right.
But I got to make sure you right first, and I can't just because I might be ready, but something God might be said,
universe,
it's not ready yet,
the
Jackie,
universe.
Just wait. Mm-hmm. When it come, everything's going to be handed to you on a platter plate, and you're going to be like, damn, it was this easy? Shit. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I know this sounds crazy. I don't do things for the money.
Right, right.
If God could let me do my job and they just pay for my living, I would
be
happy.
Cool. I get it. Yeah.
But I know you have to work. But my thing is with these type of jobs, these are new friends, new people I'm meeting in my life that I can help.
That might help you do, yeah.
That not just they can help me, I can help them. Yeah. Put them on a new creation of a new animation that's never been done.
Yeah, you're establishing equity. You know,
exactly. Yeah, so that's how I look at stuff. But for the acting part, you can't just have no script that you don't have nothing about. You don't even know the
no storyline.
No storyline, but you're right. Like, I got a story. My friend just got out of jail, and he was selling big dope, and he was selling guns. Yeah. He was doing everything. His story is crazy. Tell 50 about this.
Like, huh? It's called Boys in the Hood.
Do you know how many stories 50 got with dope and drugs that people want to sell because he got all the shows where they're showing
dope and drugs?
Yeah, right. So it's like.
Right.
He can't have every dope drug.
But let's, sure. Okay, but let's go to that exact moment. How, because again, we're not from LA, but we live in LA. We get the same bad
pitches.
I'm
born and raised, baby.
So you're born, so you get even worse pitches than we get, right? How frustrating is that? Because when you say no, you're looked at like you're not helping them. Or you don't believe in them. But we know that's not the case because we know it's harder than that.
And then, what I want people to really learn. Do y'all think I don't have
same ideas that you want to take to somebody?
Do y'all honestly think sometime I want to, you might have a great idea. I would love to be a part of it. Yeah. But wouldn't you want your shit to be represented first before you represent theirs? Right. But they don't get that. It's like, yes, it's a great idea. And I know y'all want to add me to it, but it's your idea. It's your baby. I would rather feel good if it's my baby. I know everything about it. And I got it presented and got it done. It's like, damn, I really started from scratch with this and got to this. But I'm going off another script or something that you know all about, and I'm just a producer on it. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I love that.
Yes. That's good for you.
but it's nothing for me. So
how do you respond to, like I said, your homies? You know, they come to you, as you just said, like, yo, I got this, I got that. And then you're hearing what he's saying, but you're being receptive to a degree, but then it doesn't happen. And then, you know.
I do two things.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
One, I tell them how long, ask them questions about it. I'll be honest. If it's something good, I say, I might can help you with this. Mm-hmm. See what we can do. Mm-hmm. I go send it to my peoples. If they hit me back and they like it,
we'll move. Yeah, we'll
but if it's something terrible,
I can't help you, bud.
I can't help you, my brother. This is something that I already done before, they've done before.
Or we've seen it.
This is not nothing. Oh, okay. Like the other dude, don't get me wrong. I forget my boy's name. I was in Pasadena the other day. These dudes ran up to me. I know I went to school, some of them. And they ran up to me. He was just, man, I just got out and telling this. He was telling this story. And I'm looking and listening, really listening. But I'm like, same damn story I just heard last week from somebody.
Right, nothing.
And I don't want to hurt this man because he's a fan. He's Dina native, so I don't never disrespect where I'm from. He's my family.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to talk to you and listen to you so y'all won't never think, damn, he didn't even listen to
me. He didn't listen to me, right.
Yeah, I'm listening, but when I think about it, when I get in my car, I can't help you, my brother.
I can't do nothing.
Right.
That ain't even a story I want to be attached to.
Right.
But I love your story, but what did I do that day to be honest with him? Mm-hmm. I said, work on this, brother. This ain't gonna do nothing. Your story needs to be on paper.
Work on it.
Put it on paper first, and let me see what you come up with, and then I can help you out. But right now, you telling me an idea. I got them. T got them. You got them. We in all in the same position. If that's the case. They always say you got to know somebody to do this. That ain't true always.
That's not the end of it.
You better know yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's not.
You better know yourself first. To know where you need to go, and if you got contacts in your number. Use them when you need to use them. Don't use them and abuse them. Hey, man, I got to get some tickets to go to this. Can I go to your movie? I'm not calling you about no girl parties. No. I'm going to call you when I need to call you. If you. I might check in every holiday just so you know I'm there, but one day I'm going to hit you with a maybe, yo, man, I got this project that I think is time.
Let's chop it up.
Remember you told me?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to say I'm not one of them a dude who's an actor that turns into a groupie as well. Right, I got big friends in my lifetime.
Right.
And you will never know. Because they just my friends. I don't care how much money you got in your motherfucking pocket.
Right.
I don't care how many rings, how many women, how many anything you got.
Right.
You my friend. And that's how I'm going to always consider you. I'm not going to take you for granted and use you for what you got. No, I'm going to use you for what we can do.
Right. We are here at Jackie Long. I'm going to use you for what we can do. We're here at Jackie Long Baptist Church today, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to use you for what we can do. F-O-E,
friends over everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays, you got to put your friends on, man, because a lot of people don't know what to do with their life. Right, they lost. They don't know. I can give you a job in a position to make you feel good about yourself, make you feel good. It be people already about to suicide, kill themselves, do all type of shit, man. Mm-hmm. People don't even know what they're going through. Right. Right. Like, people, this ain't nothing like crazy says, but people say, Jack, why you didn't come to this party? But I seen you at what's it called? This and that. I'd be like, man, I didn't even want to go there. But my sciatica be tripping, dog. I can't make it to every fucking thing. Y'all don't know I'm at these events with sciatica. Yeah. I'm fucked up in there trying to act like I'm straight in there while I sit in the seat. And they don't even know I'm going through a lot to support your ass right now.
Sciatica went from a virus to a
person. I'm at home. I got to sleep on the hardwood floor.
I'm in here with sciatica.
I can't even sleep on the couch.
Hey. I'm in here with sciatica. It's my day. Sciatica, my day.
I can't even sleep on the
couch. Oh, nothing.
And y'all and my friends and say, Jack, I'm support. Yeah. More than anything, I'm supporting shit.
That's hilarious.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So how did you get into this? How do you get into, like I said, obviously you got to be charismatic, which you are, you know what I mean? Did you see that as a way to get into the industry of acting and then, you know, to develop characters? Because, like, you know, sometimes people pigeonhole themselves, and then we all talk about diversifying your portfolio, you know, just mm-hmm. being versatile, just, you know, doing different things.
So it's really, I'll be on, I'll be all day. It's so many people that I will have to think that help me get here. Even people that I don't even talk to no more that really helped me get here, that showed me the ropes, that showed me about having mainly in this game. I think it's two things, I think, that you got to have just along in the acting game and business. It's confidence and no fear. Mm. If you got them two, you can wear anything that look good because you have confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You can kill any role or any sport or anything you do in the world if you have confidence and no fear. Mm-hmm. That what makes you great. So if you a person that has no confidence and no fear, I know that's a good person. Mm-hmm. But if you a person that just has one of them, that can be good and bad.
Yeah.
Because it's the fear consistent. Can lead you to so much different things because you ain't scared of nothing. The confidence can make you do one thing where you
when
feel
you
like
there, you I never want to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you have to have them two, I think, just period in life. Because a lot of people be so scared to, when you get to a certain level, it's certain people that might approach you that might look weird, but they might can come up to you and be like, I love your work, dog.
Yeah. And you be like, oh, cool.
You know what I mean? When I was up in the bed, they might look crazy and scare you.
Yeah.
But your confidence got to be enough. If something going to happen to me, God got me at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Boy, you know what I'm saying? Say that again. Boy,
you know, absolutely. So it's certain things, and where you at in life, you know where you at anyway, if it's a good place or a bad place. You know, at the end of the day, you know if you should go there or you shouldn't go there.
Right.
And if you there and something happened, you already knew in your mind, I shouldn't be here anyway. So don't leave your house. If you ever have a doubt of something that says I shouldn't be there,
then you shouldn't be there.
Your ass shouldn't be there.
Absolutely.
Brother, if nothing happened that night,
so cool. Be it.
So
that's
be
a,
it.
That's a good thing.
Big day.
That's a good
big
thing.
Day. You missed out.
Yeah.
But I always look at it like this. Ain't nothing missed out. I ain't missed out on nothing. You missed out on me.
Already.
You understand what I'm saying?
We used to, like, 10 years? We used to go out, like, like that, right? The 3-4 times a week type of deal. Like, and it's like, you can't get me out the house.
Can't get me out the house. I'm playing Call of Duty, God of War, 2K. I'm chilling there or thinking of a creation that I can help somebody out. I need a new show. I need a movie. This would be good. And boom. I'd rather do that than be looking at some ass and just heat like a damn. I want that.
Yeah, I want puppy
this
dog.
Week. Ooh, shit. Let all me. These. How much can you do?
Right.
How much can you do?
Right.
I'm at an age my dick might not work tomorrow.
Right.
He might want to chill like, Jackie, you did too much. You got to relax, man.
You sit your down.
It's like, how much can you do?
Well, he'd be speaking everybody in third person. They just coming to life.
They're all right here.
You know,
they just coming to life.
Nowadays with sciatica.
They coming to life right here.
You gotta stretch first.
Oh, yeah, you gotta take some pills. You gotta take some muscle relaxers.
You might look, I'm gonna go to 24, then I got yoga, and then I got cryotherapy. And then
how
I'll
much be can you do with sciatica? You can't do none. You'd be like, Dad, your thing about get up. My nerve is fucked up. It's up the other nerve.
Leave me alone.
But nah, man, you gotta. Well, I forgot what I was talking about.
Everything. But it's like, that's what is, because again, we like to talk about LA because we're not from here. Our perspective is so different. We love it here, obviously. We love the entertainment business. We love the opportunities that we have here. But at the same time, we just don't understand it a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yep. We don't understand different people and different angles.
Right.
Even though after all of this time, we just don't understand it. And it kind of rubs us the wrong way at times. Yep. But at the same time, you're like, you know what? We're going to do us, go out and create, go out and do our own thing and stay in our own lane.
Never stop.
And that, I think that's the secret to L.A. You just stay in your own lane. You can't come out here and do everything and be everybody. Don't do all that. Just
stay
come out
in
here
your
and get
lane.
Focused.
Stay in your lane. Don't waste your questions on the wrong questions.
Come on.
Save your questions for the right questions in the right time.
Right.
Don't
people.
Just
in
come
right,
up to somebody.
Right room.
Like, we know damn well T.O. can sign 1 million footballs for us right now.
Right.
What is it going to do for us?
Right. You just want to say it because...
What is it going to do for us, like, if it doesn't mean no big value to us or anything, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can do that all day. I could be... Both of y'all friends say, hey, send me a jersey. Send me this.
Right.
But why I want to waste my conversation to ask for an autograph when this is my... Y'all my friends.
Yeah.
Y'all friendship is bigger than an autograph to me.
Already. Bigger than any of those
things. Being seen with y'all is bigger than y'all autograph. I don't care about that. Not to say to people out there in the world, autographs mean something.
For them that get
autographs.
I'm
just saying,
right.
When I have friends that special or whatever to me, I don't need that. I need y'all friendship.
That's
more
valuable.
A conversation when I'm down or feeling something. I don't need to ask y'all for nothing. I just, y'all my dog, man. You going
to
give me a real positive message instead of my regular homie might don't know what I'm talking about. You might help me out because you've been through it before or something. But that's what you got to do, man.
Right.
Save your questions for the right questions.
Right, for the right room.
Don't just get it because you got a question and all this. Save it.
Out of all, though, again, I know you know everybody. Right? You and Chris Spencer in L.A., you
Chris
know
Spencer.
Everybody.
Ain't so, calling me.
Out of all those people in your phone book, who's giving you the best advice over the last, let's say, 10 years?
I have to say three people.
Okay.
50 Cent, Ray J, and Paul George. I know
That's what makes sense,
right?
But 50 is never a day I've been on the phone with him. We talked about girls,
any and everything across the board.
We talked literally strictly about roles, shows, different actors that should be on the show, ideas.
Right.
Like it's nothing. We don't talk about nothing stupid. The most that we might talk about that ain't even stupid is when we're talking about Tycoon, what we want to do.
Right.
Just have fun, stupid shit, whatever
we're
doing.
That's giving back to the community. That's
but
definitely not stupid.
Other than that, it's never nothing negative from this guy. It's never nothing like 50 so honest. He's the type that if somebody had me in a trailer or a poster, they didn't give me the love that I really should get.
He'd
let me know, like, why they do you like this? What's that all about? You know what I'm saying? Real stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Basically, starting like, you know, knowing your worth.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
And I appreciate that coming from somebody that everybody think is he's just a bad guy or mean. He's 50 is the coolest dude in the world, man. I thank God to have a friend like him.
Yep.
Ray J teaches me all the time, don't just have money
and waste it on stupid stuff. Invest it. Hold on. Know what you're going to do with it. We're not, he's a married man with kids. His mind state is different. So when I'm with Ray and everybody see me, they might see us having a good time.
Thinking you're spending all
thinking
this money.
Thinking we spending
we ain't
money.
Spending no money.
Man, Ray J is the only friend that's so honest when it comes to money talk, to knowing what you should do with it, invest in it. Like, Jack, don't just be holding on this, dog. Right. And the people I'm talking about, I actually make money with. You know what I'm saying? Right, it ain't just that we're sitting around. We make money together, you know? And as far as Paul George, he's just a great friend that's just always there if you need someone to tell to get some advice from, and it's vice versa.
And it's so crazy, those three individuals that you've mentioned, people have criticized and have spoken on them some in some negative capacity in some kind of way, which is so crazy. And so I'm sure people listening like, what? You get advice from those? 50? Yes. Ray J? And Paul George? They're like, yeah, what? 50?
They can say all they want.
Yeah, like 50?
Them,
yeah, 50 that did this, 50 did that. They're like, what? Ray J? He got a sex tape. You know, this, that, yeah. Yeah, Paul George. They're like, playoff P.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And all these dudes are great dudes. Great fathers.
Right.
Great
That's
men,
what I'm talking
period.
About.
They know how to go in a room, get the deal done. How many people can say they sold this many shows? How many people can say they had a headphone line and started it? How many people can say they had a shoe deal or whatever and got in the league? I'm not bragging, but these are just my friends.
Yeah, they're Ray J.
They my friend.
The headphone. One's the
Ray Cubs.
And the scooters. Yeah, the scooters, everything.
The scooter
yeah.
bikes.
Yeah.
I love the things that, again, you're always talking about creating. That's what it sounds like. It, again, whatever exists today is going to exist tomorrow because I put it out in the world. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Anything
the,
you
the
can
goal
think
of
can
those
happen.
Conversations. Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's hot. Anything. So let's go back in your career a little bit. Like 2002 ATL was?
2004.
Right. I mean, we hung out in the eighth during that shoot or whatever, and he was doing the skating thing and all that. Now, again, on your perspective, right, after that, where did you see your career going? And then where it is now, is that where, you know?
Or did you even know where it was going? Because you're younger.
Because anything.
I never knew.
Because you in the moment.
It was
you know
my
I mean?
First time.
Right,
like,
you in
I
that moment.
I was with Warner Brothers. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Is this shit real? I'm with Will Smith.
Right, right.
Is Will this shit
companies
real?
For, yep.
You know, it was, I was... Literally, that ATL, nobody would know. That was probably my third movie because Idlewild, I shot before that.
Right.
It just didn't come out till later after that. But,
man,
just to be in the to be in on location in Atlanta and getting a call to do that job from all the shit that I went through to get the job, to have the role that God blessed me to do and the movie did what it did, at the end of the day, I couldn't take nothing from it. All it did is taught me, you in a position, all you got to do is stay hungry at what you love, stay looking good, meaning in shape, don't go do drugs,
stay
don't
ready.
Make yourself look fucked up with alcohol, and keep your teeth clean.
Hey.
I'm being real.
Hey, man.
Keep your teeth clean.
Keep your teeth clean.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Man, you got to kiss girls, you got to do,
nowadays
you got to do too much other stuff, kiss but.
Hey, man, he's just trying to tell people, man, just
put it
you know,
on
take
game.
Care of your hygiene. You
take
know what I mean? A lot of people don't know what that is, man. It's
very
hygiene
important.
Is very, very important. You know what I mean?
I know. Talk that way. I know. I know.
I walk right in.
Yes, you did.
I walk
that
right.
Was a
I walk right into that. You know what I mean?
That was a good one.
As I was saying it, did you see me? I was looking.
You couldn't even
you
say
knew
no
I was I couldn't because
I knew.
I knew he was about to say something. Fuck you, Hatch.
But like he was saying, hygiene is
it's
very
important, man. It's like, I mean, some kids, they don't know anything. They think, like, you just wake up, put on your clothes, and just go out the door. Yeah. Like, yo, you got to understand, like, females, especially if you want a female, you ain't finna get too many the right female.
No musty dude.
Man.
No sweaty dude.
Right, no stinking breath.
When every time you talk, it's all like this. Yeah. Your breath just hot as hell.
Yeah.
And
brush your hair. You know, all
that. Say that. You got to wash your hair.
Brush your hair. You know what I mean?
Even a dude come to you and be like, yo, homie, Hey, what you wearing tonight, Jack? Mm-hmm. Damn, that shit smell good. You know I'm going to compliment when compliment do, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, right. It's nothing special than that right, from right. Your boy telling you, like, oh, you like this shot? I just got this. I'm glad I wore it tonight.
Yeah.
Or your girl come up to you and be like, your smile is even prettier in person. I didn't know, ooh, your breath smell good. You like,
it sounds like your big brother, that's what your big brother told you. Grown, you know, last 20 years, let's say. But now you're the big brother, it seems like. So now, who are you mentoring, like, in this
entertainment? Everybody that know me.
That's awesome.
Everybody that follow me.
Everybody in Pasadena.
Everybody. I'm that dude, man. I don't want it all by myself.
Right, right. It's room for everybody at the top.
I don't want it all by myself. It's not fun having stuff by yourself. It's fucking boring. I want my whole team. My
to win.
Whole,
you
my
want everybody
friend.
To win.
I want everybody to win. Because when if I win, they should win. And if they win it, we all win.
Right. And hopefully, you know, in the process of winning, they're learning. So then, like I said, they're able to share
branch
that.
Off and
share that, share that knowledge. Reach down, pick one up, which is what we want. We need to be doing.
Look at y'all.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Y'all can be gone from the NFL, but y'all can still stay in the sport and give knowledge to the youth and the kids because they're going to listen to y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all experience something that they haven't been or been before, been and can't play no more.
Right.
And they're going to listen to you guys because you guys have really done it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a platform where I've been places, traveled, and learned, what I'm going to do? Keep it all in my head?
Come on.
I'm going to give it, even if people say, you shouldn't tell all your stuff. Why?
Why not?
Why not? He's not gonna take nothing from me.
Right.
I'm giving them some knowledge that might help this man in his life or this woman in their life to help them.
Absolutely.
By me being quiet, I can't help.
That ain't helping. Share it. Yeah. Sharing's caring.
If you guys told me something positive today, maybe 3 years later I might bring it up again.
Absolutely.
But I'm not gonna hold it in. T.O., Hatcher gave me some knowledge, some confidence, some courage that I can use for my acting because sports. Use actors as motivation, and actors use sports athletes for motivation.
Absolutely, it's all connected.
Yep.
So, I'm not gonna take something, advice. I'm not gonna take y'all advice and not use it. It's like, that'll be stiff. Something happened to y'all.
Go in one ear and go out the other.
Not me. And I hope whoever listening to this podcast today, I hope y'all really learned something from it. And just think, life is no joke.
Hey, because life is no joke.
You know, you got to take everything for granted. Love the ones who there for you now. Say hi. Say I love you. Say I miss you. Tell them right now if it's something that you holding in and you want to let it out. Let it out. Let them know so they can know.
Yeah, don't had you ugly. Don't man,
yeah, you ugly as a motherfucker,
you ugly as hell, dog.
You ugly as fuck. Your
man,
face
thank you for
up.
Giving me that it's confidence, type,
yeah.
dog.
I that motherfucker. Shit.
Wow, this is just tail, dog. A hater,
man. Damn, man. Your hair look like a flying saucer, too, man.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, man. You got a UFO. You're like an alien. Like an alien. I've been wanting to say that.
Get
off my chest.
Chest.
Man. Yeah, get off my
now
chest.
Now you
chest.
Now you know you're alien.
Yeah, man.
Now I know I'm an alien.
Yeah.
I think right, I'm an alien. And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, your chalkboard head. That's
right, chalkboard.
So get all your off your chest so your homie can understand or your homegirl. Why you been acting all up and acting stupid? Because she don't like when you over and you burp or you fart and you walk away like we don't know it. Let it be known, girl. Don't be letting it hold the fart in shit. Let it be known.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
It's let it snow.
Good plan with
I know. Let it go.
Let it snow. Today.
No, when she's about to poop.
Let it
she's
go.
She's about to, you know,
let it go.
Break wind. Let it go.
I had too much fun today. Yeah, I'm glad you had
too much fun.
Thank you for coming on,
man.
I appreciate you.
Thank y'all, man.
Man.
So is there any directing or writing, producing things coming up as well?
Writing with my boy Mike Wayans. We creating some movies and shows, of course. That's never. I got a Pasadena story that I'm trying to get right called The Dina. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be about.
I've already heard that story before, man. That's
see,
we already.
See what I'm saying?
Man, I can't sell that.
That. We don't sell that.
We don't heard that.
But I got a couple of things, man. And, you know, Hollywood, you wait to get it because you don't want everybody to steal your shit.
Yeah.
And then you just surprise people. I'm one of them dudes, I like to surprise people.
Yeah. Keep things like, close to vest.
Yeah, like
until
you don't see me or you thought you ain't seen me.
I'm in the lab.
I put something on out on you like, damn, I thought he wasn't doing shit.
Yep, I'm in the lab.
It's like the ones who hating on me just know you can never hate on me.
Right.
Because I'm always be on top of my game.
Yeah, High Heat, right, is coming.
Yeah, High Heat. Jackie Longhand. Holy son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Who's somebody that you have not worked with that you really want to work with on screen as an actor?
And he don't work no more.
Really?
Daniel Day-Lewis, man.
Big fan of his, dog.
He's one of the greatest to me. I know. I love the Denzels and everything, but Daniel Day-Lewis is just something special.
Killer.
He does a movie, like every he'll do a movie, say, today he won't do another one for five or six years. Or he'll retire and go make shoes from scratch. You know, he makes hardwood shoes. Yeah. And it's like, that's what he loves to do. That's his hobby. And you got to think he
keeps
only
him grounded,
does
I'm sure.
Oscar-worthy
material.
So it's like, I learned in this game, for me, I always just recently, the older I've gotten, I said there's certain things that I can't do no more. Mm-hmm. And I have to start saying no. Mm-hmm. A lot of people call me for jobs that I'm like, did this before.
Yeah, that ain't gonna move the needle.
I take that chance. I don't have to pay my mortgage this week with this money. That ain't nothing.
Right.
I'd rather go broke before I take this little money and do something that I shouldn't
be doing.
You don't
want to do.
And people are starting to see my talent or my craft get wasted. Like, he keeps doing this
same
type
of role.
This type of shit.
Yeah, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself.
I sit back, and I don't care if it took 5, 6 years. I'm going to wait till y'all see me in the right thing, because everything that I touch is going to turn gold. I don't want nothing to be all that same shit he did in the last one. Same shit he did in the last one. He looks the same.
What's your perfect role in your...
Love biopics. You know, those are always good depending on what the person's story was.
Right.
Who you playing. Right. But I love all this stuff. Science fiction. I love action flicks, like a comedy action, like how Eddie Murphy, Chris Tucker, Martin, all them done. Mm-hmm. Will. I love them type of movies, but... It's things that I haven't done, I would say I like them more. And
right,
I haven't even done
right.
it. You know, yeah. Like I've never done a horror flick. Right. I know I would be great in a horror flick, you know.
He would too, with a face like that.
Like I would love to be in one of them, or of course Avengers and shit.
Right, the Marvel, of course.
You definitely want to get them, but you know, I'm one of them dudes, I crawl before I walk.
Yeah.
I'm in this game, and that's all that matters.
Committed to
the
game.
As long as I'm in the game.
Yeah.
If I wasn't in the game, then I have to worry about other stuff. How do I get in the game? Mm-hmm. But I'm in the game, so all I can do is maintain, keep a good fan base, mm-hmm. and keep myself centered right. Mm-hmm. And I think everything else going to come handed to me. All I got to do is not rape nobody,
right. Get
no charges, hit on people, or do all the stupid stuff people do to get in trouble. Mm.
Yep.
I think I have the best thing going for me in life. Yeah. Never been locked up, never been nothing, never got no records of nothing.
When you, when you see that type of stuff, like, how's that make you feel? Like I said, people in powerful positions. Again, I don't want to... the example only, right? Kevin Spacey example, right? When you this type of career and you have everything that we look like at looks like success.
Childhood was messed up. It's like how I even think sometimes,
really?
Like the reason why they always talk about this stuff with R. Kelly, but it starts off when he was young.
When he was young.
He was getting raped at a young age from his family member.
Right.
So you do something like that, you might think that's cool.
Would you do the R. Kelly story? Would you play R. Kelly in a movie?
It's a story, and we know what he did at the end of the day.
And I think that it's going to be a movie one day.
And like, listen,
somebody's going to play
that
role.
What do I do for a living?
Act.
So I can play. Mm. It's a role. You know, whether if you like it or not, it's going to get a lot of controversy.
A lot of controversy.
I would love to play R. Kelly.
Right. Mm.
Yes. But do I think... It's at the end of the day, it's a story. We know his story. It's not a person that we don't know who you're talking about.
Right.
Everybody knows he's going to have a story. So if they ask me if I had to audition, yes.
Somebody has to play it.
Somebody has to play it. I was just
if it ain't you, it's going to be somebody else.
I was just telling my friends the other day, in this world, there always have to be somebody that does that something.
Absolutely.
And it's applicable.
As far as Kanye, he's the only person that's confidence enough
to say,
and has no fear to do what he done.
And
I can't disrespect no man like that. I got to respect it. Rather if he's wrong or right, he doing what he do.
Do what you do.
And I think there's a message in what you just alluded to and just, you know, and that it's applicable to everything in life. You know, if you're trying and you're striving to be or do something in life, if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. You know what I mean? And that's like I said, even like we talk sports, obviously in your industry, movie roles, things of that nature. And I'm going to use this. I mean, because I mean, it's a good message for kids, especially that are striving to be something. And if you're not willing to put in that work, don't expect to get something that you haven't worked hard
exactly.
for.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't ask for a handout.
Yeah. Don't expect results. Exactly. I mean, why are you expecting reward, expecting somebody to give you something that you really ultimately deep down that you haven't worked hard for?
Ain't did nothing.
And then, like I said, you can have all the ambition, the dreams, and all you want to in your head and you want in life, but if you're not willing to put forth that work and that effort, it's never going
to
happen.
Do y'all know what all of us been through to get to where we at to sit on a couch today?
But you have, again, what you've done, you've put in, what we've talked about, you've put in a lot of work. Yeah. And you
have equity.
And you have that you're in a position now, you're able to turn down stuff that somebody else wouldn't turn down.
Right.
You know, and they'd be like, oh man, why you turning down $3,000, $5,000?
Because I can't.
I've been there once before and I didn't.
And it's like, I did it.
Yeah, I needed it then, but now I'm in a position I've set, like I said, you've set the standard and put yourself in a leverage to where to leverage some of those deals.
Yep.
And now you're like, okay, I can move and shake how I need to shake. Yep. And then for
patience, man.
At the end of the day, if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it.
Somebody will.
Yep.
Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, my G.
Jackie Long. On Twitter, Instagram.
MySpace.
OnlyFans. MySpace.
OnlyFans.
Whatever, you know. No OnlyFans. I would never do that.
Yeah, I am. If you don't, somebody else will.
If you don't, he will.
But y'all can find me on everything. JackieLong.com. I even sell Actor Gang clothing. Y'all can go on there and find that, too. If you're going to see it on ActorGang.com, go to JackieLong.com. They all related to each other. So that's where y'all can find me. Y'all can catch me every day in the world.
Just look at me on Instagram.
There it is.
He bringing up that Desi Banks energy. That Desi Banks energy.
I like that. I'll let y'all.
Get your popcorn ready.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.